This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Fingers crossed. Here we go. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Okay, I apologize for being gone as long as I've been gone. I have an explanation. But joining me now, he's been on the road too. Joining me now, my second time training classmate. Now, we've trained twice together. Writer and podcaster, Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. It's been days.
Days. And now, Rob had the benefit. He had one benefit that I did not have because let's just make one thing clear. For some reason, whenever I go train with guns, I wait until we're going to get into the triple digits, and then I suffer, and then I fall out, and I have to go drag myself somewhere until I cool back down. Then I can rejoin the class. And this time it happened just like that again, and then the next day, what was happening down there, Rob?
Right, a cold front. You left, and a cold front came through. the next day, the third day, on Sunday, we even got a little rain. It was quite pleasant.
And I bet you it was so much easier to learn in that environment.
It was, but what really helped? Okay, let's. Bring our fellow ninjas up to speed.
Have at it.
You and I took a red dot class with Steve Fisher.
Right.
Steve knows a lot, teaches a lot, wants a lot from you. And it's not a, here's something new, let's stay on it till you get it right. It's, here's something new, try it. Try it some more. Okay, we're going to go on. Because what he's giving us in large part is his training regime. Hi, this is how I work through the various issues I have. If I'm having a problem shooting at distance, these are the drills I do. If I'm having trouble up close for speed, these are the drills I do. Translate it to a red dot, add in a few extra drills, not many. And here we are training. We are at the training table with Steve Fisher. Wow, that is a lot. The man can shoot. Yeah. A-tier guy. And he's going up and down the firing line, diagnosing us. Really helpful. I will say, Bill, by the third day, at the end of the first day, I was convinced I could not shoot. At the end of the third day, I was convinced I might be able to learn to shoot.
The good thing about the way he teaches, though, is he lets it's really a thing about you discovering what he's it suddenly dawns on you what he's trying to push out your way.
Right.
And he has some of the most interesting, innovative ways of illustrating dispelling the whole trigger finger myth.
Yes.
You want to tell that story about how he dispels the trigger? And I'm talking about the two-finger drill.
Right. The notion that you need a death grip on the mighty 9mm or it will leap out of your hand. So Steve has us grab the gun and then take all but our thumb and trigger finger off of it. Flag the other fingers out straight. hold it on target, all of a sudden, without you shaking the gun around, it doesn't move much. When Steve uses a phrase, he doesn't say aim at the target. He says place the sights on the target. And all of a sudden, with two fingers, you can do that quite easily. Some of the most accurate shooting we did on the first day.
Everyone a hit.
Was basically holding this gun by your fingertips and releasing the shot. Okay, that proves we know how to aim. Therefore, what's all that other noise? That's us disturbing the gun.
Yeah.
One thing I enjoyed a lot, I am an old target shooter. I'm both old and did target shooting. So to come up close and press through the trigger is hard for me. I want to keep touching a little more and less and more and less. And it was great to get up close where you never stop the trigger press. All right, I've got the sights over the target because it's so close, and I just press right through. Okay, take that same trigger press and now back up. One thing that Steve also mentioned a lot was that as you present the firearm to the target, your first sight alignment is probably your best. We've all had that. We get the gun up, we find the sights, we get on target, it's steady, 1,001, 1,002, and now the wobbles begin, and now we're chasing it.
Yep.
Okay, have confidence. So during that initial alignment, be prepped, be ready, press through. Oh, look at that. For an old target shooter like me, it was easier to start close and back up than to start at a distance and learn to shoot faster. So a lot of tricks I came away with. What would you say was your largest takeaway if you had to choose one?
Well, when I came back from open heart surgery, I was pulling so low and left. And that's because I couldn't feel the left side of my chest. And I don't know what was right. going on with the nerves and everything, but I was pulling so low and left. And I mean, I would sit there and try so hard to just slowly squeeze the trigger. I'd have that sight lined up and all this other stuff. And then something would happen. And it would probably be my trigger hand that was pushing it left. So, and I'd end up hitting the support of the target. It was quite comical. And I always thought that was the trigger. I have for the longest time thought that the pad of my fingertip is the trigger, where Steve sort of wraps that first joint in there. And,
right.
And he's just looking for a fresh trigger press every time. He was out there, He said to me, you can ride the reset if you want to, but I want a fresh trigger press every time. And there's a difference between a fresh trigger press, the way he advocates it, which is a very slow, drawn-out thing. Touch, roll, press, pull. And, you know, it's a different thing than slapping the trigger. So he was not advocating a lack of control or just, you know, going at it. He was actually advocating a very calm sequence of events. And the other thing was, and it took me forever to figure this part out, but he's basically telling us, when we draw the gun out there, hook up with the support hand as fast as we can and just stick the gun out there and just hold it in place. Don't just keep the gun from moving. That's all you got to do. Put your optic over the target to where you can see it, or as he said, where you're covering meat, and then touch, press, roll. And
let me underline one thing. He did.
Yeah.
He said, don't go to full extension, which everybody else
right.
teaches. You know, locked elbows. He goes, no,
right.
no, back up a couple inches from that.
Yeah, his elbows
clearly,
elbows are in and down. And, I mean, he has firm control of the gun. The gun, when he shoots, the gun doesn't move. I'm used to, and I film myself Sunday shooting. But I tell you what, we're coming up on the first break. And that box that I told you about that I was trying to get to work,
yep,
it's working tonight. So,
yes, sir.
That's a thing Rob and I shared during dinner, a broadcast thing. Rob, of course, is a writer who's probably about to get back to writing, which I'm sure we'll see some articles about training from him. But you can find his stuff at Slofax WordPress blog. You can find it at ClashDaily.com, and you can also find it in abundance at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am speaking with my classmate, Rob Morse, about whatever's coming up now. Anything, is there any more we need to cover on the class, or do you want to press on, sir?
I want to comment a little bit more about Steve Fisher.
Okay.
I was having some difficulty with a red dot I brought. I had a backup iron sights gun. Steve loaned me a red dot of his own. You had two guns. How did they both perform well for you?
Yeah. I think while I was in the middle of I basically dehydrated or got very close to heat exhaustion. And with me, when that happens, my hands swell up. Because that happens a lot. So I was having trouble gripping. I would have had trouble gripping a broom. So but I mean, after I went and sat down for a minute and cooled off a little bit, and I mean, I was slamming water while we were in there, which I was slamming water before that, but it was, 103 degrees?
Yep.
On the range? Both guns functioned flawlessly. The only problem was the guy that was driving them.
Yep.
I had no issues with them at all.
I did. We probably, over those 3 days, did 850, 900 rounds, you know, 100 presentations. So you're going to find every rough spot on the gun.
Right.
Particularly, you know, 100-plus heat. So it will test you out, and if you haven't done it in a while, bring some Band-Aids. Now I'm ready to... Go ahead.
There's a plethora of different guns there, though, huh?
Oh, yeah. Two of us were shooting Glock 19s. I think the rest was a mixture of everything else.
There was a kid beside me that had a Glock 19, but he was, I mean, the young man that was the corrections officer.
Yep.
That kid could, I mean, when he went into his appendix carry rig, he just looked like he was, you know, waiting for the next music video to pop up so he could start, you know, cutting it up or something. He concealed really well, and he snatched that gun up and out really well, too. We also got to shoot with a President's 100 shooter with Stephen Williams. Now, he was impressive.
Yep.
And he was shooting an FN.
Right. There were a number of people out of law enforcement, military, and some people who trained both of those.
Yeah.
Wow. There are some phenomenal shooters. Glad I got to see them. Wish I was one of them. They are way out of my league. But I got better. That's the good point for me. And came home with a bunch of tests. So.
Yeah. And the Shoot Logic facility was very nice.
Yeah. No complaints about that at all.
I liked having a nice refrigerated kitchen to go sit in and eat lunch and.
Right.
You know,
Didn't
have to eat out on the range. At Tactical Response, a little different story, but it's, you know, different facilities, different setups and everything else. And,
right.
Tactical Response has such a gigantic range. For all I know, that they probably have a compound like that somewhere. It just wasn't where we were.
Right. I want to jump into the news, see if we can sneak something in this segment.
We got about 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes. Go.
Right. I was looking at the latest silliness to come out of Governor Cuomo out of New York. There seems to be a tendency of if the Democrats have a theme this election season, it's frighten the voters. Guns are going to kill all your children. Vote for us. Or racist, anti-gay speech, these acts of domestic terrorism are just growing. It's crazy. We need to outlaw those people and take everyone's guns so that we're safe, except then you'd be disarmed. So it seems like they're selling fear in the hope that the gullible will vote for Democrat candidates in the election. Wow. It's well written. If you don't know much, you might believe it. Have you seen this as well, Bill?
I have. I'm running an ad right now on Facebook for my Facebook page.
Yep.
And I had somebody come on there that saw the ad and said, you know, he's popping up memes where NRA members holding Lady Liberty with a gun at the head and, you know, not from my cold, dead hands over the bodies of your cold, dead children and all this other stuff. And the thing that strikes me about gun grabbers and the people that listen to them is nobody ever gets out there and says, is this right? They take it for face value.
Right. It's a meme war.
Yeah. And that just cracks me up. I'm sorry. Sorry. When he was throwing all that stuff out there, I said, listen, dude, he was talking about he also had a right to not be shot by an ammosexual who just might take a notion of shooting him. And I looked him up and, I was like, listen, dude, you live in Ohio. You're surrounded by guns. And you're typing so fast and furious and prolifically, I would hazard a guess you haven't been shot by anybody yet. So,
I noticed what else Governor Cuomo did is they redefined mass casualty event, meaning one person was murdered and two other people could have been killed.
Yeah.
Excuse me? Okay, so that's going to turn New York City into that'll blow up the numbers for hate crimes of mass casualty events. I think that's designed to be a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Well, don't forget now, Supreme Court got out there and said, you know, we're going to take up your little regulation you snatched out of our way. We're coming for you. Don't think we're not.
Oh, God, we've only got 30 seconds left. I still want to talk about that.
We'll open up with that, shall we? Yeah.
Yes, we will.
Hey, for those of you that like podcasts and who doesn't nowadays, podcasts are the way a lot of people get their information. Rob does too. He does two different podcasts. He does the Ensemble Casted, the Polite Society podcast, which, you know, I've been on there before. That is very, very well executed. Then there's the very unique Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, which is, you know, unlike any of them out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The back and forth continues as the State Department is preventing a key figure in the Ukraine scandal from testifying. Ambassador to the EU Gordon Sondland was set to testify on Tuesday until that testimony was blocked. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says this isn't over yet.
He has said to his lawyers that he's fully prepared to come to testify. There will be a subpoena issued.
Meanwhile, House Republican from Ohio Jim Jordan says the Democrats are playing dirty pool.
That treatment is the reason why the administration, the State Department said we're not going to subject Ambassador Sondland to the same treatment. And look, we were actually looking forward to hearing from Ambassador Sondland.
Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 314 points to close at 26,164. The S&P was off 46 to finish at 28,93. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To that. The sound is really, really good. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to writer, podcaster, and classmate Rob Morse. I can only imagine what it would be like if we were somewhere at an event or something and we were armed and then something unfolded in front of us and then we had to go guns up on somebody. What would happen to that poor person who made the bad decision to shoot at something in front of us? That'd be horrible.
The video would show, why are those two guys smiling as they cry?
Right. Why are they holding their gun with two fingers?
Yeah, you and I'd be bidding on that video.
Yeah.
Let's bring some good news to the program. And it came from the U.S. Supreme Court. I think that was Friday afternoon, right?
Right.
We're talking about the case against New York City. Here's why we care. Here's why it matters. State and local governments have been able to infringe on self-defense almost any way they wanted. The government only needed to claim that the infringement, and put up your fingers here for air quotes, was for public safety.
Right.
And then, okay, get out of jail free card. Because, see, the government said it made you safer. That's all they needed to claim, not show. Not show at all. No evidence required. Simply make the claim. And now, the Supreme Court will tell us if that's true. It's fascinating how we got to this legal position. Because for this New York law that said you can't take the gun from your home to another home outside of New York City, the state court had to say, oh, yes, that's definitely for public safety. Sure it is. That makes perfect sense. The appeals court had to say, oh, yes, under rational doctrine, that makes perfect sense. It doesn't infringe too much. And why, of course, if you can't carry your gun, being disarmed makes everyone safer. Okay, now the Supreme Court will look at all these outrageous claims and say, well, is the Second Amendment merely sort of a right where a government can infringe it for virtually any excuse, or does the government have to show have to prove its claim that there is a public risk, that they satisfied that risk, obtained public safety in the least intrusive way possible? Whoa, that's called strict scrutiny. Will the Second Amendment become a second class right? That's what the court is going to decide. Now, Roberts would probably try and dodge such a sweeping opinion, such a strong opinion that would tie the hands of gun infringing governments from coast to coast. We'll see what's really going to happen. It's going to be fascinating come December. We won't really know probably till early next year.
Well, do you think the fact they're going to take it up, despite the fact that they rescinded it, though, is sort of a tell? I think that's sort of a tell.
Well, the fundamental issue in that regard, Bill, is that it takes years for a court case to get to the Supreme Court.
Right.
So you could have the most horribly racist laws across the country, for example, and when the Supreme Court finally decides to pick one up, the jurisdiction might say, oh, you know, we fixed that. We changed the names. We're no longer going to tell people of a given appearance or ethnic descent that they're not allowed to live here. We fixed it. It's mute.
Yeah,
well, the real issue is, no, the court has to address it. Otherwise, municipalities will play whack-a-mole with the Supreme Court.
Well, do you think the justices are like, you know, they just rescinded that because we're looking at this. And if we say we're not going to look at it, are they going to put it back in place? And, you know, I think when they rescinded it, I think probably Ginsburg and Kagan, from what I understand, you know, they're very much self-aware of how important the Supreme Court is. They know. They'll tell you. And I kind of think they sort of angered those two by trying to keep it from them being able to look at it. What do you think?
I suspect they did. Because, yeah. More to the point, given that the appeals court said the New York law was just fine, this is in no way an infringement to tell you you can't take a gun from one place where you own it to another, if one of those places is in New York City. Everybody knew that didn't pass the smell test, and the appeals court went along with it. Wow. No, I think that was a bridge too far. Yes, yeah. I hope they take it. I hope they're offended.
I do too. I think the fact that they tried to do a little end run, for these guys. I mean, I know that Alito and Thomas have been chomping at the bit to get a Second Amendment one out there because they feel like it's been the redheaded stepchild of the rights. I kind of think they're going to make an example out of this one.
Well, and the real question is Roberts. Will Roberts rent a spine for that week?
We'll see. But I mean, I Roberts is sort of that same. Well, I am the Chief Justice of the Supreme. You know, that kind of guy. And yes. I think this end run on his Supreme Court. I think he's going to take a little umbrage at that one.
I hope so. It would be good for all of us if he did.
But we'll see. And if they do, and if they find the way I think they're going to find, then that chills a lot of stuff, doesn't it?
Well, I would have said yes. We've got some news coming out of Florida. We'll talk about it. I tell you what, I've got a minute. Can I tee it up?
Yes, please.
So a guy's denied a permit to purchase in Florida because there's another guy with a similar name. In fact, you have the same name. We're going to come take your guns because you're him.
Right.
And the guy's going, wait, he's like 5'3", I'm 6'3", I've never lived there. Finally, after a lot of grinding around, one police chief calls another and says, this isn't your guy, is it? And the one chief goes the other, not even close. Okay, fine. Long and short, though, when asked, the Attorney General of Florida said, yes, we did deny a firearms purchase. In fact, we said the guns should be confiscated because of the actions of this other person, mistaken identity. But we never need to explain why we deny a purchase. We're not required to show any evidence at all.
Yeah. Okay. I saw that.
And
all right.
Then you're
Let's
going,
pick that up.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, we'll get to that. When we get back, talking to Rob Morse, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Here we go!
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Rob Morse, and we were discussing Florida, where they know no bounds.
Which we used to call the gunshine state.
Yes, sir.
But elections matter, and it certainly is not anymore. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement says that they're not required to show any evidence that an individual is a prohibited person when they deny his right to buy a firearm. The court Florida law enforcement then says, and the court should accept everything we say without proof. In addition, we can allege that you're a prohibited person, but we don't have to ever offer any evidence. These things are one of the things Florida law enforcement would do is they'd say, well, we're looking at it. We're not going to tell you yes or no. And when we say it's final, no, you can't get it. No, you can't appeal it to a court. And no, we don't have to say why. We don't have to show you have any evidence, even when the decision is final. That's Florida says this is true not only to a local court, but to an appellate court. And if the Florida law enforcement keeps saying, we're thinking about it. Yes, you might be prohibited. We're not sure yet. We'll get back to you. There is nothing that the purchaser can do to compel Florida law enforcement to render a decision one way or the other. Think back to New York City. This is de facto ban. I never deny anyone. I simply make it a requirement that the state has to look at you to make sure you're not prohibited. And then they never render a decision.
Right.
This is why the decision out of the U.S. Supreme Court should be broad because the abuse of the Second Amendment is so enormously widespread, and the court, by the Supreme Court, by its own admissions, can see only a fraction of 1% of the cases that are appealed to it. And this corruption of the licensing system is insane. We have county sheriffs who are in Florida again, who are illegally copying firearms purchase records and keeping and building their own roster of gun owners. Yeah. Think back when the KKK was running things. Did the sheriff, when the Klan was in town, want to know who had a gun? And then the Klan would come and take guns from blacks and Catholics and Jews? Yes, they did. But wait a minute. Just a minute ago, Andrew Cuomo told us that hate crimes are on the increase. Doesn't that mean more people should be armed to defend themselves? Because historically, we've seen the government abuse its power and side with the majority to disarm the minority. A case in point, 63 years ago, if I recall my dates correctly, Martin Luther King was denied a concealed carry permit and then was unfortunately murdered a few years later.
Right.
Tragically. So those in power resent our ability to defend ourselves. And we see it even in so-called gun-friendly states like Florida. Wow. What do you think of that, Bill?
Well, you know,
make you as angry as it makes me?
Florida has gone. I mean, they have, you know, in the first year that California had the violence. What was it? The Violence Restraining Protection Order, the VRPO. In the first year they had that, they actually served 118 of those in the first year in all of California, which probably happened in most of the anti-gun cities, right? And of that, a little more than 10% actually stuck. In Florida, yeah. In Florida, since Parkland, since they passed their red flag law or ERPO, the Emergency Restraining Protection Order, whatever it is, they have filed, I think, there's been like 600 of them out there. They're filing them against people that don't even have guns in Florida. And they're just rubber stamping them. So Florida has gone, they've taken a hard, they've done like a U-turn.
The thing that bothers me about an extreme risk protection order is that no judge now wants to be the guy who defends your rights. They'll say, you know, since it could conceivably be a problem, let's violate this man's rights.
Right.
Which sounds, since lives might be at stake, that sounds possibly prudent, until you realize that these laws can be abused to disarm the victim.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a domestic violence situation, contested divorce, hey, I'm going to have all your guns taken away, sweetheart. Watch this.
See, I think in South Carolina, when there's a restraining order in a domestic violence case around here, both parties in South Carolina lose their, if they have permits, they lose their permit. I don't know if they lose their guns, but,
But who benefits from that?
Nobody. Nobody benefits from that at all. The would-be assailant does. Yeah, the would-be assailant definitely does, because now his victim is defenseless. So,
right. 9 out of 10 times a male is stronger than a female victim. So here in the name of gun safety, we just turned women into disarmed victims.
Yep.
That's insane. Unintended, yes. Unfortunately, and what I fear is that we'll never get the coverage that murders get, that mass murders get. And I think that describes the huge bias in our media. Bill, I've got to write about it this week. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk about it next week.
In Congress, while they were talking about red flag orders, they were like, how about if we red flag these gang members? They've already got records. You know, they shouldn't have guns to begin with. We can go in there and just take their guns from them. Red flag them. And that's when the Democrats said, oh, no, what about due process?
Right.
What about due process?
Oh.
So.
Now, let's end our discussion. We've only got a minute. On a good note, a House assemblyman in Michigan put up a sign on her office that said, no guns allowed. And the House Speaker said, ma'am, I know you think you run your office, but actually, I'm the Speaker of the State House. I do. Take the sign down. Yes! So, from time to time, we win one.
Well, in Michigan, were you just saying Michigan? Is that where you're from?
Yeah.
You know, in Michigan, they're talking about if you're going to have a gun-free zone, they're floating this around. If you're going to have a gun-free zone, then guess what? You're liable for anybody gets hurt due to some act of violence on your premises if everybody disarms.
And so, a lawyer in Texas started promoting that, saying, hey, why don't we bring that same idea here?
I'm good with it. If anybody wants to take on, wouldn't it be so much nicer if we didn't have that gun pressing against the nerves in our hip and causing all that sacroiliac? It'd be great to be guarded, wouldn't it? We'd be like the Democrats. Thank you for joining me. I'm glad. It was good to have a class with you and John and Stephen and Steve Fisher and everybody else we got to do the class with.
And we got to see that John can shoot. Now we know.
John Adeen can shoot. Absolutely, he can. He's shooting that big double action, single action seat. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.